There's a Dragon in Grandad's Shed, a one-third stories book, written and illustrated by Hannah Hutchings, translated by Anne Le Romancier, narrated by Gaël Gosselin. What would you do if you found a dragon in your granddad's shed? When it happens to Zoe, her holiday suddenly gets a lot more exciting. But how is she going to help the dragon fly away before Grandad knows what's going on? A story that starts in English and ends in French. Note to parents. Le football, or le foot, is the French term for the sport called football in the UK and soccer in the US. Our character Zoe is in the United States, so you will see the word soccer used in this story. The sport that is called football in the US is called football américain in most French-speaking areas. Zoe was bored. 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 She was spending her holiday with Grandad. Grandad only did old and boring things, like reading and fishing, and he lived in an old and boring house. Zoe liked to play soccer and computer games. Grandad didn't have a computer, and he certainly never wanted to jouer au foot. As Zoe slunk off to bed that night, rain started to pelt against the window and thunder began to rumble. Now she knew it was going to be the worst holiday ever. In the morning, Grandad said he had something interesting to show Zoe in the barn. But Zoe wanted to jouer au foot.
"Well, you might find a ball in the garden shed," suggested Grandad. "But don't trample on my prize lettuces."
But halfway down the garden path, Zoe skidded to a halt. Grandad's shed had une énorme scaly tail, deux staring yeux, and trois sharp claws. Zoe took a deep breath and pulled the shed door open.
"Wah!" screamed Zoe.
"Wah!" screamed the dragon.
"Wah!"
they screamed together.
Bonjour," Zoe stammered. "Who are you? And what are you doing in Grandad's shed?"
"Oh, je m'appelle Douglas," babbled le dragon. "And I'm not really sure how I got here. I was having a lovely flying lesson, but I got caught in a huge storm and bang, crash, wallop-a-dollop. I fell right here. Now my knees are scratched and my tête is bumped and I can't remember how to fly."
"But you can't stay here," yelped Zoe. "If Grandad finds out that un dragon has crashed into his shed, I'll never be allowed to jouer au foot. We must think of a way to help you to voler."
So Zoe fetched some of Grandad's books to see if they would show Douglas how to voler again. There were livres about balloons and pamphlets on parachutes. There were livres on airships and seaplanes and rockets and gliders. So, though there was not a single mention of dragon, Zoe and Douglas soon knew all about flying.
"This is exciting," said Douglas. "J'aime to read livres."
"J'aime lire des livres too," agreed Zoe.
Now they knew all about flying machines, they began to draw their own designs.
"This is fun," said Zoe. "J'aime to draw."
Douglas agreed.
"J'aime dessiner aussi."
Douglas and Zoe gathered lots of things from Grandad's shed and began to make their flying machine. Zoe cut up an old rug, some holy curtains, and a pair of Grandad's chaussettes. Then she began to sew them together.
"J'aime coudre," thought Zoe.
Douglas found a ball of wool and started to knit.
J'aime tricoter, he thought.
Then Zoe and Douglas started to paint their flying machine.
This is fun, Douglas laughed.
I want to paint lots of pictures.
Oui, agreed Zoe. Je veux peindre lots of pictures too. After lots of hard work, the two of them stood back to admire their creation. They had made a fabulous flying machine.
Trois, deux, un, take off!
Yelled Zoe. And Douglas flew... nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. Douglas's bottom was still firmly on the ground. But Zoe had an idea.
If you tried to run really fast, maybe you'd take off.
So Douglas tried to courir fast. But running fast didn't make him volley.
Perhaps you could try to dance, suggested Zoe.
So Douglas began to danser, around and around, but he still didn't fly. Next, Douglas tried to skateboard. But trying to faire du skate didn't help him to voler. Then Douglas tried to ski. But no, trying to ski it didn't help either.
I know, burst out Zoe. Why don't you try to cycle?
So Douglas hopped on Grandad's velo and tried to faire du vélo. He went faster and faster and felt his huge wings lift him higher and higher until he tumbled head over tail into the pond right where Grandad was fishing.
What's all this about?
Yelled Grandad. Stammered Zoe. Douglas explained to Grandad that he wanted to voler, how he had tried to courir et danser, how he had tried to faire du vélo, and now how he would never be able to voler again.
Wow, you have tried lots of hobbies, said Grandad. But perhaps you need to try one of my passe-temps.
Grandad disappeared off towards his garage. Soon he came back, riding a beautiful old motorbike. Zoe climbed on behind Grandad. Douglas clambered onto their shoulders.
Trois, deux, un,
shouted Zoe.
Go!
Yelled Grandad. As la moto sped along, Douglas felt the air rushing beneath his huge wings.
Whoosh! I can fly!
Cried Douglas, soaring into the air.
Merci, Zoe. This is amazing. I wish you could fly too.
As Zoe looked up at Douglas swooping above her, she wished she could fly with her new ami too. But Grandad nudged her back towards la maison.
Come on, Zoe, he said softly. I've got something to show you.
Before she knew what was happening, Zoe was sitting in Grandad's airplane. The engine of l'avion was starting, the propeller was turning, and Zoe and Grandad were rolling out of the barn, across the field, and rising up, up, up into the beautiful blue sky, where Douglas was wheeling among the clouds. Zoe grinned and waved at Douglas.
J'aime lire with Douglas, thought Zoe. Et j'aime peindre, dessiner et coudre aussi. J'aime courir et danser. But most of all, j'aime voler!
Glossary. L'ami, the friend. Aussi, also. L'avion, the airplane. Les chaussettes, socks. Coudre, to sew. Courir, to run. Danser,
to dance. Dessiner, to draw. Deux, two. Le dragon, the dragon. Les dragons, the dragons. Énorme, enormous. Faire du skate, to skateboard. Faire du vélo, to cycle. J'aime, I like. Je m'appelle, my name is. Je veux, I want. Jouer, to play. Jouer au foot, to play soccer, US, or football, UK. Lire, to read. Le livre, the book. Les livres, the books. La maison, the house. Merci, thank you. La moto, the motorbike. Oui, yes. Les passe-temps, hobbies. Peindre, to paint. Skier, to ski. La tête, the head. Tricoter, to knit. Trois, three. Un, one. Le vélo, the bicycle. Voler, to fly. Les yeux, the eyes. Listen up. Listen to Douglas say what he would like to do each day of the week. Repeat the French words and then draw a line from the day to the activity that Douglas wants to do. On Monday, je veux skier. On Tuesday, je veux voler. On Wednesday, je veux peindre. On Thursday, je veux faire du skate. On Friday, je veux danser. On Saturday, je veux faire du vélo. On Sunday, je veux lire.